Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Turner Ward. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Shane Mack. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Deshays. And now, play ball. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knobloch strikes out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cole hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mieske strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Munoz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Scott Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Leos moves to third. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mears hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Leos scores. Walbeck moves to third. Mears moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cole is 0-for-1 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Matheny hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Mears fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Munoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Munoz strikes out. One out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Leos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walbeck hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0 for 1 in the game. Mieske strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matheny takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 0 for 2 in the game. Cole hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5 to nothing, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive towards third. Cirillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cole. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nilsson strikes out. 2 outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Leos is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Leos hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mieske is 0 for 2 in the game. Mieske hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Troy O'Leary pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Carl Willis now pitching. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cirillo moves to second. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cirillo moves to third. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renaud now catching. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mears bunts towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Walbeck moves to second. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walbeck moves to third. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cole hits a line drive towards first. Seitzer catches it and steps on first to double up Knobloch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 3 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Munoz. Reed reaches second base with a double. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nilsson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jamie Navarro now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mieske is 0-for-3 in the game. Mieske hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.